Excerpt number one, Baal HaSulam, 600,000 souls. Saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls, it appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first, the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and mitzvah, commandment, the body is cleansed. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon.
Excerpt number two, out of Degel Machane Ephraim. It is written, the Lord is one, and Israel are one. Hence, they are adhered to the Creator, since it befits the One to cling to the One. And when is this? It is when Israel are bundled and attached together in complete unity. At that time, they are regarded as one, and the Creator is upon them, for He is one. But when their hearts divide, and they are apart from one another, they cannot be adhered to the One, and the Creator is not on them. Rather, another God is on them. This is implied in the verse, and you who are adhered, meaning, when you are adhered and united with each other, you are alive, every one of you, when they are in one unity. Then it befits the One to cling to the One. And the One Creator, excerpt number three, from Likutei Halachot Choshen Mishpat. It is impossible to observe the Torah and mitzvot unless through arvut, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of observance of the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity, anyone who wishes to take upon himself the burden of Torah and mitzvot, which is primarily by overcoming the desire, must be included in the whole of Israel in great unity. For this reason, at the time of the reception of the Torah, they immediately became responsible for one another because they were regarded as one, precisely by each being responsible for his friend, which is the quality of unity. Specifically by this, can they observe the Torah? Without it, it would be impossible to observe the Torah whatsoever, since the heart of observing the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity. When all is regarded as one, it follows that specific
light of correction.
Excerpt number 4 from letter 42 by Rabash. It is written, and the people encamped as one man with one heart. This means that they all had one goal, which is to benefit the Creator. We should understand how they could be as one man with one heart, since we know what our sages said. As their faces are not similar to one another, their views are not similar to one another. So how could they be as one man with one heart? Answer. If we are saying that each one cares for himself, it is impossible to be as one man, since they are not similar to one another. However, if they all annul themselves and worry only about the benefit of the Creator, they have no individual views, since the individuals have all been cancelled and have entered the single authority. I have nothing to add. Excerpt number 5 from Likutei Halachot, the Synagogue Rules. Rule 1. The ascension of the soul and its completeness is mainly when all the souls merge and become one. For then they rise to the Kedusha holiness, since the Kedusha is one. Therefore, the prayer, which is regarded as the soul, depends primarily on the unity of the souls. For it is impossible to say the words of the prayer unless through peace, when we unite with all the souls of Israel. For this reason, the prayer is mainly in public and not alone, so that one will not be separated and alone, as this is the opposite of Kedusha. Rather, we must only unite the holy congregation together and become one.
Right, in the prayer, eventually.
Excerpt number 6 from the article A Covenant of Salt by Rabash. On all your offerings, you shall offer salt. This is the covenant of the salt, which is a covenant against the intellect. For when one takes good things from one's friend, they should make a covenant. A covenant is needed precisely when each one has demands and complaints against the other, and they might come into anger and separation. At that time, the covenant they made obligates them to maintain the love and unity between them. For the rule is that whenever someone wishes to hurt the other, they have a cure to remember the covenant that they had made between them. This obligates them to maintain the love and peace. This is the meaning of, on all your offerings you shall offer salt, meaning that any nearing in the work of the Creator should be through a covenant of salt, as this is the whole foundation.
Force of love and peace, which is the Creator. Excerpt number 7. By making the covenant, their love will be eternal and will never fail. No prevention will part them, since they make between them a strong and steadfast tie to unite and connect through their heart with a wondrous knot and above mind and reason. Although the mind and reason should have stopped the love or caused some hate, still, because of the making of the covenant, their love will exist forever. This love and this steadfast ties will cover all crimes, since they have made the covenant of connection, as though they have become one flesh. And as one cannot stop being loved himself, so he will not stop loving his. Actually, we try to create this state. Excerpt number 8. This is from Rabash, letter 77. We must not be impressed by the descents, since many pennies join into a great amount. This is, as we learned, there is no absence in spirituality. Rather, that it has temporarily departed in order to have room for work in advance. This is so because every moment that we scrutinize into holiness enters the domain of holiness, and a person descends only in order to sort out more sparks of holiness. However, there is an advice that one should not wait until his degree is lowered for him, and when he feels his lowliness, he goes up again, and that ascent is regarded as sorting apart into holiness. Instead, he himself descends and elevates other sparks and raises them into the domain of holiness. It is, as our sages said, before I lose, I search, meaning before I lose the situation I'm in, I start searching. It is as Bala Sulam
said. Well, that's our effort, our yearning.
Excerpt number 9. This is from Bala Sulam, letter 2. I shall advise you to evoke within you fear of the coolness of the love between us. Although the intellect denies such a depiction, think for yourself. If there is a tactic by which to increase love, and one does not increase, that too is considered a flaw. And this is all our work, to display love between us each and every day, just as upon receiving, meaning to increase and multiply the intellect with many additions to the core, until the additional blessings of now will be touching our senses like the essential gift at first. This requires great tactics, set up for the time of need. All the group is enlisted to this one force.
Excerpt number 10 from Rabash, letter 24. You have to keep awakening the love of the Creator in this way. You must always stand guard all day and all night. When you feel a state of day or feel a state of night, it follows that you must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. As our sages said about it, when you mount the candle